This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Former 24/7 champion, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Bear, I'm doing a show. Turkey, ducky, turkey, ducky.
That's great.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hey, everyone.
Hey.
Welcome to ENN Tonight.
On Tiwi.
It's brought to you by DoorDash. Download the DoorDash app now. Start exploring some of the best New York has to offer. DoorDash. Get more from your neighborhood. I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael.
It's Aaron Judge, kid.
I'd like to say good evening to Don.
It's baseball, Michael.
I'd like to say good evening to myself. Paul Arizin. And I'd like to say good evening to the callers.
I've been a Yankee fan since 1954.
You don't think that was a real guy, do you?
I'm betting it's not, but who knows? I don't know what's real anymore, Peter. I don't know what's real and what's fake. I don't get life anymore.
Also, you know, I'm not the kind of person who would, because I say things wrong all the time.
Right.
I'm not the kind of person who would call out one of my colleagues for saying something wrong.
I said something wrong?
No.
Joe Skihoang.
But, Anthony, I do have to ask you. I got a tweet that sounded like something very amusing, which was Carlin butchering the pronunciation of Jorge Masvidal on a UFC read.
Yeah, I was going to tell him about that and have him clean it up, but shout out to Twitter for just outing him on that. Come back from that one.
If you could just give me the pronunciation, I don't need the whole spot. I just need the Masvidal part, please.
Why would you want to embarrass not only a colleague, but a friend?
Well, that's what we do here. That's I love her, Chris.
You love Chris because I told him to skip breakfast. He hates me now that you pointed out.
Well, that's worse.
Why is it worse?
Because me pointing out an obvious mistake is a goof. It happens to me every day. We talk a lot sometimes about something we don't know that much about. It happens, but it's funny. You randomly saying maybe you should skip breakfast. That's just an ad hom attack.
Ad hominem.
You can shorten ad hominem.
No, you can't.
Yeah, you can.
No.
I just did. You think I didn't know it was hominem?
Well, you can't just throw out the second two syllables.
Sure I did. Ad hom.
Okay. Get into ENN, would you?
Let's hear from Bob Manfred.
It's Rob.
He sends a message
Bob Manfred.
To fans who are fed up with both sides.
The only thing I can say is that from the perspective of the commissioner's office and the clubs, we are doing our very, very best to try to reach an agreement. Unfortunately, it's not something that's solely within our control. It takes two parties to reach an agreement, and we will continue to be committed to that process.
Well, if you're just joining the program, it's official. It did not get done. And we will now be short two baseball series this season. And it was not announced as a delay or postponement. It was pronounced as a cancellation of teams' first two series of the 2022 season. Michael, I believe you said earlier it would cost the Mets five games?
Yep, three games against the Nats. They're having opening day on March 31st at Citi Field. Three games against the Nats, and then two games against the Braves. For the Yankees, there'll be four games in Texas against the Rangers, and then three games in Houston against the Astros.
So now I have five for the Mets, seven for the Yankees.
It's going to be uneven for every team. I have a Players Association release if you'd like me to read that.
Please do it in a newsy voice, though.
Rob Manfred and MLB's owners have canceled the start of the season. Players and fans around the world who love baseball are disgusted, but sadly not surprised. From the beginning of these negotiations, players' objectives have been consistent. to promote competition, provide fair compensation for young players, and to uphold the integrity of our market system. Against the backdrop of growing revenues and record profits, we are seeking nothing more than a fair agreement. What Rob Manfred described as a, quote, defensive lockout, close quote, is in fact the culmination of a decades-long attempt by owners to break our player fraternity. As in the past, this effort will fail. We are united and committed to negotiating a fair deal that will improve the sport for players, fans, and everyone who loves our game.
There you have it.
Okay.
Oh, this is important, Michael. I know that we're in the midst of the stoppage. And by the way, this is the 9th work stoppage in baseball history. It will be the 5th work stoppage that's actually going to cost us games.
Holy crap.
And the first one since 94. And I think they played the full, I believe they played the full season in 95. 94, they lost the World Series too.
There are 91 games total during the first two series of the season. So that's 91 games that will be canceled. Here, the work stoppages in Major League Baseball that cost us games happened in 1972. 86 games were lost. In 1981, 713 games were lost. In 85, it was less than 25 games. In 94-95, 948 games. And as of this moment, 91 games in total will be lost at least in 2022.
I'm surprised. I mean, in February, he said canceling games would be a disastrous outcome. He said it. Rob Manfred said it. It will be a disastrous outcome for the game. Well, now it's the beginning of a disastrous outcome, and I'm sorry, everybody. This is not what you want to hear. I don't think we're only going to see two series canceled. I just don't see it. I think it's going to be more.
Well, how quickly would they have to resolve it for just to be two series?
Have to be sometime this week or next week.
So if by Monday we got nothing, you think we're down another two series?
Yeah, because you just keep doing the by next Tuesday. I'd say you have then the Yankees, you'd have the Red Sox series and then the Toronto Blue Jays series canceled. So their first homestand. I mean, every week is going to cost you another week of games because if they're saying you need 28 days to get ready for season, right now, March 8th would be 23 days. So they're doing the math. Today's March 1st. If they got a deal done tomorrow, it takes 3 days to ratify. And then players to report to camp and do physicals before they get on the field would be March 8th. So that's why they canceled the first week. So do that same math next Tuesday, March 8th. They'll say, well, the earliest we can get back would be March 15th. And then we'll have to cancel the second two series. Or, you know, then you've already lost half of April.
All right, let's Michael, we need to cheer ourselves up a bit, don't we?
I don't know if you could cheer me up right now.
Would you go as far as saying you're despondent?
Yeah, I'm very down. I really am.
All right, well, would it help if you heard Chris Carlin mispronounce Jorge Masvidal?
It might.
Let's listen.
Masvidal.
Masvidal.
One more time.
Masvidal.
Yeah, Masvidal. It's not Masvidal.
You know, he's going to come on with us at 7 o'clock. He's going to tear you a new one.
I don't think he's going to take it that personally.
Really? I bet you he jumps you, and it's not good.
Masvidal? It's not that bad.
It's bad enough for you to bring it up.
Masvidal.
But it's just on the line of bad. It's not that bad. And you know how many... Michael, hold on. There was a time when we were promoting multiple things. Once there was a fight I was promoting where every time I did the read for it, you were tickled because I destroyed it every time.
Right. And every time Don gave, you know, tennis names.
What about when I had to do the Olympic updates and the tennis updates?
But that's what we do. We're a small little family.
What about the first time I tried to say Garbine Muguruza? Mm-hmm. Or the lady's name who I butchered last year, who's now one of the biggest, Emma Raducanu.
Garbine Muguruza.
And Emma Raducanu.
Again, but we're a very insulated family, so we can go at each other. Now you've expanded this nastiness.
I consider Chris my family too.
Okay, fine.
All right.
He's not on this 4-hour show though. So you went outside this show.
He is sometimes on the show. He is today.
Nothing worse than station on station crime.
Well, I just saw a picture of Dave Rothenberg's pants, and they were a Shonda.
It's amazing, right?
Listen.
To say we're in the middle of a pandemic, I mean, people are starting to try to return to normal.
I mean, you're
wore beautiful jeans and a nice sport coat and a cashmere sweater because I knew that there was going to be a big-time client there. I have to respect that. He's at the Ranger game looking like he just rolled out of bed.
I've honestly, for as much as you guys make fun of me, right? And I'm wearing a T-shirt right now. Beautiful
Bobby Heenan
T-shirt.
That's yeah.
right.
I'm not afraid of the wrath.
If, for as much as you guys may tease me, Michael, there's not a time when I set foot in that suite without being dressed very slickly. Because of exactly what you're saying. I respect the suite.
You have to respect the suite. And the people that are in it are the people that essentially pay our salary.
Right. It's like respecting the Bing, you know?
Right, because there's either executives there or executives of companies that pay the freight here. Mm-hmm. He should be barred from the suite, I think, moving forward by those that run the suite.
Get here's my way today, and I'm going to go right after you. I don't care who you are.
Here's the part that bothers me, is that we live in an era, Michael, where if you really are so pants-averse, you can find fashionable, expensive, but nice sweatpants. They fit to your legs. They look almost like jeans. By the way, jeans are so comfortable these days. It's so easy to just wear jeans every day. But he's wearing running pants.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know if they have pockets. They look like pull-away running pants. It's a disgrace.
Now, I'm on board with this. Not what you did to Chris, but I'm on board with this. Because this impacts the whole station, the way he looks.
Let's talk about a big story we haven't had much time for today, given the state of baseball. And that is that Saquon Barkley, according to Joe Schioen, apparently Saquon Barkley is not untouchable.
Yeah.
He said, quote, "We're still working through that, but I'm open to everything." Let's hear
smart.
From...
I'm surprised he said it, but it's smart.
Let's hear from our man, D.O., Dan Orlovsky, on whether or not the Giants should listen to offers for Saquon Barkley.
Saquon's still a tremendous talent, but the reality is in the last 3 seasons, Saquon has missed 20 games. As a tailback in the NFL, that doesn't happen. In those 3 seasons, he's rushed for a total of 1,600 yards. That's just not good enough. And I understand it's with a bad offensive line, but that offensive line's not going to automatically get better this year. So figure out if you can get trade value for him.
Harsh, but true. And also, they've got salary cap issues. That gives them some relief.
I mean, listen, everyone knows it's a bummer because everyone wants for things to work out with Saquon, him to be here forever and be amazing and be a, you know, every year rush for 1,300 yards and et cetera. But we also know that hasn't been the case. And you'd have to really be foolish, Michael, to not at least consider it.
You have to.
It would be like negligent. As Michael Kay would say, malfeasance.
You have a coach today, Dable, who was starting the meeting and said, "We only have one offensive lineman. Anybody else can play it?" He's asking the media. So if you know you have one offensive lineman that you're going to keep, that's Andrew Thomas, what's the value of a big-time running back? What's the value? Because Saquon needs blockers. He's not going to create his own holes. He's proven that. With a bad offensive line, he's been a non-factor.
DoorDash.
I love the way you say the GM's name. For some reason, it's like one of my favorite things.
Joe Schioen.
Love it.
Garbine Muguruza. Emma Raducanu. That's my number one favorite one.
Masvidal.
Let's get to the quarterback situation. Joe Schioen.
Huh?
was talking about whether or not he'd bring in competition for Daniel Jones.
We're going to bring in competition everywhere, but Daniel Jones is he's our starting quarterback right now. And again, listen, he was injured last year and they had a backup quarterback. Again, if we did the same thing with Josh Allen last year, I think the backup quarterback is one of the more important positions in the league. So it's something we're going to look at and we're going to address, but it's not just quarterback. It's across the entire league. I think building depth is going to be a priority. It may be a little bit harder early on, but as you continue to build your team over the years, you know, that's how you're allowed to create more depth.
Talk about malfeasance. Not having a legitimate backup quarterback to an injury-prone quarterback. One of the great cases of malfeasance by the great Dave Gettleman. It's unbelievable. Oh, yeah. You thought Mike Glennon was good enough. Mike Glennon. You know what they did? They got hypnotized and spoiled by the Iron Man Eli Manning, thinking that that's what's going to happen moving forward. No. He's the outlier, everybody. You need a backup quarterback.
Let's hear from Mel Kiper on KJM earlier, talking about whether or not the Giants would draft a quarterback.
You know, I don't think so. I think, you know, Daniel Jones has shown he can be a good quarterback in this league if he ever gets a little help, if they can ever get some good luck on the injury front, whether it was Barkley staying healthy for the year, the O-line coming together, the receivers being on the field at the same time and then catching the ball and being healthy. Yeah, I think with Kafka and with Daboll, they go a year with Daniel Jones. Use these picks. If it has to be defense, fine. If they want to take an offensive player, they possibly could. That would be a left tackle like Charles Cross from Mississippi State. I went defense with Thibodeau and then Devin Lloyd. And Devin Lloyd's an all-around great player. He can get after the quarterback. He can get after the quarterback from multiple spots on the field. He can intercept passes. He's great, great ball skills. Plays like almost a safety linebacker. I think it's a Devin White type, who was a great player at LSU and is a great player now with Tampa Bay. And then Thibodeau at 5, the pass rusher, the edge guy they need, with Ojulari coming on as well. So I would have no problem going defense with both picks, unless you want to force it a little bit with an offensive tackle.
All right, here's a really tough question, Peter. I mean, it's going to be a window into your soul.
Okay.
Do you believe that you are as knowledgeable about hip-hop as he is about what he does for a living?
Not current hip-hop, no. If we were to, if it was about up until 2007, probably, but I couldn't. He's up right now.
It's unbelievable how up he
does
he is.
It every year. It never ends.
Just think about how much, Peter, there are 300 college football teams. And on each team is what, 75, 85 players? He knows everything about all of them.
Do you think when we have him on, we'll have him on before the draft, right?
Of course. Several times.
Let's play a game one day where we just go through, like, ESPN.com. and literally pull up teams we've barely even heard of and just ask what he can tell us about them.
Or how about this? We make up a name. What do you think about
Jabroni
McIntyre on Jackson State? I mean, what kind of cornerback is he? And I bet you he'll say that man doesn't exist. He'll know if we throw him a fake.
Redukanu. What do you think he'd say to that? We have so many names we could throw him.
Luis Oosterhuizen. Masvidal will throw at him. I don't think he's going to know.
Masvidal.
Is that any relation to Beetle?
Paul Arizin. All right. What is that one? Arizin?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Dak Prescott, Cowboys QB, had surgery on his non-throwing shoulder.
So he doesn't throw with that shoulder?
No. Well, no. He doesn't throw with either shoulder. But it's, you know what I'm saying. I mean, he threw for 37 touchdowns last season. Franchise record, by the way.
Really?
Touchdowns last year, yeah.
Well, one more game than anybody else has ever played.
Holy crap.
Yeah. Yes, Steve, you're right. Another guy having surgery is Gorgeous Jimmy.
That is true.
And they say it will not impact his trade value. Okay, I'll play along.
Oh, well, how about his performance in the playoffs? Will that affect his trade value?
Hey, got them what? To the NFC Championship game? He, as bad as everybody makes him out to be, he's gotten his team to a Super Bowl and an NFC Championship game. Can't be that bad. Would you take him on the Washington Commies?
Jimmy G?
Yeah.
I'd consider it.
Yeah, of course you would, because you don't have a quarterback right now.
No, we don't. Brian Gutekunst.
Look, you nailed that one. You stuck the landing and beautiful. You got a 10.
By the way, can people just, with all due respect, these names in sports are enough.
Oh, what do you want? Everybody has to be Smith?
John Smith. Steve Smith.
Shahoney.
Larry Smith.
Scahoney.
Ed Hospodar.
Every name is something.
You've got some nerve.
Brian Gutekunst, GM of the Packers, says so far no one has called him. Not a soul has called him.
You mean not even
Aaron
his wife?
Rogers.
Oh, about Aaron Rodgers.
No, about Aaron Rodgers.
Oh.
I'm not buying it.
Hi, who am I speaking to, please?
There's something going on.
Well, then you know what? GMs aren't doing their job.
Hello?
Hey, how would someone not be calling?
Who's this?
Eric Bieniemy will be heading back for another season with the Chiefs as offensive coordinator, which Andy Reid says is something he did not expect when the 2021 season ended. It does surprise me a bit, he said. He's a heck of a football coach. The whole thing with Eric Bieniemy has gotten kind of fabricated. We were on vacation, and over the 2 weeks, I come back, and all of a sudden, it was that I didn't like Eric, and Eric didn't like me, and Patrick Mahomes, and everybody else. That's not the case. We all get along good.
Where do you think Andy Reid goes on vacation?
I would
like Hershey Park? I mean, where does he go?
I like that. I say somewhere where there's a Sizzler,
a
Ponderosa.
Sure.
Yeah. You know?
By the way, Chuck E. Cheese, one of our great listeners, it started out as a rat, and then in 1994 was transformed into a mouse.
Really?
Yeah, so it was a rat until 1994.
Wow.
Chuck E. Cheese.
You're not Chuck E. Cheese.
No. I think the E is for Edward.
Charles
Edward Cheese.
No, Charles
Edward Cheese.
Edward
Cheese.
DoorDash.
Charles Edward Cheese, a hell of a mouse.
Charlie always wants to go to Chuck E. Cheese, and there's none around here.
None?
No, yeah, I mean, the closest one, I think, is like in the mall near Yankee Stadium.
That's not too bad.
I guess after next Yankee game we go to, I'll take him with Chuck E. Cheese.
But can I ask you a question about Charles Edward Cheese?
Yeah.
How does Charlie know that it's a thing?
He's always online.
I think there's one in Queens.
He's doing stocks. He's always working online.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what Chuck's doing? Yeah, there's one in downtown Flushing. Okay.
And there's one in the Bronx.
There's one in the Bronx. I see that. Yep. In the East Bronx, it looks like.
So Yankee Stadium's considered the East Bronx. Okay.
Well, no, I'm just looking at where I see
it. Well, that's where it is. That's the one near Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, there it is. Not too far from Allerton Ave. Oh, yeah.
Anthony Greek said there's one.
Oh, it's on Gun Hill Road. Oh, the Charles Edward Cheese on Gun Hill Road.
I didn't know there was one on Gun Hill Road.
On Tiwi.
Yeah, sure there is.
And then Anthony Greek from Yes says Danbury has one, too.
Danbury, Connecticut?
Yeah. Why are there not more Charles Edward Cheeses?
By the way, I'm telling you right now, I'm flabbergasted at how many Charles Edward Cheeses there are.
But, I mean, compare that to how many, like, McDonald's and Burger Kings there are.
Okay, well, hold on. Charles Edward Cheese doesn't do the same thing as Ronald McDonald. You're going
okay,
for a birthday party. You're eating pizza. You're watching the band play.
But there's way more Pizza Huts than Charles Edward Cheeses.
There's way more Pizza Huts than Charles Edward Cheese because Pizza Hut's just a pizza restaurant. Chuck E. Cheese is a birthday party destination for kids. It's different. By the way, Laura Stiles has the best story about Chuck E. Cheese, but it's not appropriate for this program. So I'll
cookies.
Is it appropriate for the morning show, though?
Yes.
Okay.
It's been told there before, but I feel bad telling out of school here. But it is truly, truly amusing. All right. Let's share in something joyous.
Yeah, give me that, please, because I'm really in a funk.
How about the play-by-play from Bally Sports Memphis of Ja Morant? Just
oh, is this unbelievable?
Go ahead.
Morant blows by Primo. Attack.
Oh! Holy cow! That is unbelievable!
That was the dunk, but his shot to end the first half last night, reminiscent of Nadav Henefeld to Tate George, the UConn classic. We have audio of that too?
Adams going long. Morant! Oh, he hit it! John Morant gets 70!
He scored 52. Michael, I mean, doesn't it just feel like that this thing never happens to the Knicks? I mean, Memphis just hit the actual lotto with this guy. Like, everyone thought John Morant might be good. I don't know that anyone thought we'd be watching what we're watching now. Last night, he was putting on a clinic.
Well, I heard rumors at the time, Peter, that the Knicks were disappointed that they didn't get the first pick, but because they would have taken Zion, but they were devastated they didn't get the second. They loved Morant. Mm. So it's another example. They got the third pick, Morant goes second, and they got the eighth pick, and Steph Curry won seventh. But that play, for those that haven't seen it that are listening on the radio, it was a full-length pass by Adams. He caught it in the right corner, caught it in the air. He was kind of behind the basket and drained it. Just drained it. Never came down. While he was in the air, he maneuvered his body to get off a shot. It was one of the most spectacular shots you will ever see.
It was truly amazing. And right now, after starting the season as a 50-1 dog, he is now a 12-1 underdog. I guess you'd call that a dog. 12-1 are his odds to win the MVP. Not too bad.
You know what? A fan just brought this up. His middle name is not Edward. It's Charles Entertainment Cheese.
Is that true?
That's what CJ just sent me.
Wow. I got to tell you, ballsy by his parents.
I think Edward's what we're going with.
Yeah, I like Edward better, but his parents really talk about pressure from a young age. If they make your middle name Entertainment, what are you supposed to do with your life?
Now, you need to break, otherwise more people will die.
How about our poor PD, Ryan Hurley?
What about him?
He just texted me, said, "My Charles Edward Cheese in Comac turned into a Nathan's, was devastated as a child."
Wow.
Yeah.
That actually explains.
A fun rat. That's not good.
That explains a lot about Ryan. Isn't it funny, too? Because you grow up in New York. If you're around here too often, you might confuse Charles Edward Cheese with, you know, a strike when scabs show up to a construction site. And by the way, that's Charles Edward Cheese's cousin.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Stephen J. Cheese. He's the one who's inflatable and shows up whenever scabs show up. Lastly, guys, Cain Velasquez, former UFC heavyweight champion, truly a UFC great, who had a brief stint like for 2 seconds in WWE, was arrested Monday for attempted murder and booked into Santa Clara County Jail, according to the San Jose Police Department. He's being held without bail. The police department from San Jose announced that there was a shooting in the city. One adult male was shot at least once and transported to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. And on Tuesday, they identified Cain Velasquez as the shooter. The motives and circumstances surrounding this incident are still under investigation at this time. Velasquez is a two-time heavyweight champion. Had quite a run. So I saw lots of different speculation on what happened here, but we'll wait and see how this thing plays out. That'll do it for ENN. Thank you, Michael. Thank you very much. It's brought to you by our friends over at Hennessy. Enjoy a delicious Hennessy NBA cocktail while watching the game. Try the Hennessy Playmaker, maybe the Hennessy Triple-Double. Both made with Hennessy VS. Go to Hennessy.com for drink recipes. Hennessy Spirit of the NBA. Always enjoy it responsibly.
Don't you miss Don LaGreca's clap?
Yeah, but I appreciate your effort that you're making that.
Yeah, but Don has he makes his hands vibrate.
Oh, no, he's something special.
Let's take a brief time out. I can't wait to talk to the big guy later on in the hour because he's going to attack you like you've not. He's going to attack you like a stack of pancakes.
Masvidal.
You don't know that.
He's going to kill you. All right, 1-800-919-3776. Are you as depressed as I am? Kay Rosenberg and you on, yes, at 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.